Here's a resume. 1994, Turney Duff was a fresh-faced journalism graduate from Ohio University. Not a terribly clear career path. And if you're a journalism grad, there is no career path. He moved to New York, called up a rich uncle who worked at Morgan Stanley, and just like that, he launched a career in finance, joining a Morgan Stanley asset management division. Over the next 15 years, Duff climbed the ranks of Wall Street, eventually landing a seven-figure salary, and a lot of things went wrong as well. Attorney Duff recalls his high-flying days and downfall on Wall Street in a new memoir, The Buy Side, A Wall Street Trader's Tale of Spectacular Success. Attorney Duff, welcome to the program.
Thank you. Thank you, John, for having me.
You know, it's my impression as a journalist who's covered Wall Street and who's sort of looked on the other side of the glass at the crew that seems to be living so large in the finance world, that is the Turney Duffs of the world who get the jobs at Morgan Stanley. There's something about the name, even, that just says, you know, he's got to be a trader.
It's interesting you say that because I called my editor up halfway through when I was halfway done the book, and I said, you know, I want to change the title to Boo Hoo, because you got a guy with a waspy name. He's from Kennebunk, Maine. He used to make millions of dollars trading on Wall Street, and he's a drug addict. So I'm like, you know, Boo Hoo, because I know that no one, you know, I'm not looking for sympathy, and I know no one's going to give me any sympathy. And that was the whole point of the book.
And why do you know no one will give you sympathy?
Well, just on paper, you know, I sort of became that stereotypical Wall Street guy that, you know, America loves to hate. And it was actually sort of sad. And while I was writing it, to see the young, naive boy from Kennebunk, Maine, who showed up to New York City in 1994, who knew nothing and sort of morphed into that, it was sad. And I think one of the things about the book that's interesting is you actually get to see the transformation, and the reader gets to sort of make choices along with the choices I made, and I made a lot of bad choices.
No, you're really sitting in the front seat with you in this book, going at a very fast speed sometimes. I'm just wondering how the excesses of your period, which is the 90s, right?
I started in 94 and finished in 2009.
What was the talk about the excesses in the 80s? Because there were excesses that were talked about in the 80s, the old Milken days,
right,
which had
right.
lots of nose cheese going as
of
well.
Course. Yeah, you know, I mean, the 80s were kind of looked at as, you know, sort of the heyday while I was there. And actually, it's interesting because the original genesis of the piece was my career mirrored that of the market. So I showed up in 94. The market was still sort of trying to, you know, piece itself back together. All of a sudden, the .com just and my career took off at the same time. And, you know, September 11th took a little step back, and I ended up collapsing at the same time as the market. So that's sort of how I decided to start to write the book. But as far as, like, the Milken and Boskys, it's funny because it felt like they were dinosaurs. And the idea of insider trading and getting caught didn't really sort of register because, you know.
That was so 80s, right?
Right. And
it was over.
And the thought of, you know, it was all about consequences, and it wasn't about right and wrong. So if you were going to do something, let's say, that was necessarily shady or gray area or crossed the line, it wasn't about, you know, oh, this is illegal, I shouldn't be doing this. It's like, okay, well, I'm not going to get caught, so.
How does it work in finance? I mean, especially with your trajectory. I mean, your uncle brings you in, says, oh, sit over here at this desk. Here in this box are a few billion dollars. Just spread them around, get them back, maybe have it be a little bit more at the end. I mean, how easy is it to work with billions of dollars? I mean, either way, the answer is scary to me.
It's not easy. And I
glad
sort
to
of,
hear you say that.
I used to tell people all the time, I'm like, I'm a fraud. And, you know, it's all smoke and mirrors. And they'd be like, oh, ha, ha, like they'd laugh. And they thought I was joking. And I'm like, I'm not joking. And I pretty much, you know, made my career when the office lights went out and the city lights went on. And, you know, that's how I sort of navigated my way through Wall Street.
And, you mean in deal making and just networking? And
yeah, you know, sort of a lot of the real money is made, you know, at night.
in the deals?
Just in the deals and getting people to like you, and you know, it's obviously a relationship business, and you know, during the day I'm out to greed, I'm out connected, and I'm out experience. So, you know, what am I gonna do? So, you know, with a drink in my hand, I stand a chance.
So did you invent securitized mortgage derivatives?
Yes, it was me.
It was you? Yeah. And what about the fast trades, the mathematical stuff? That's you?
Yeah, it's all me.
But did you see that happening in the midst of all the smoke and mirrors and the deal making and the holding of drinks? I mean, did you see this sort of structural thing that was crumbling and that was going to fall?
I did not. Not until I went to rehab in 2006. And I came back and I was trying to piece my life together. And I ended up buying a house out in Huntington Bay, Long Island, way overpaid for, you know, my means. And all of a sudden in 2008, I started noticing, you know, this store going out of business, a for sale sign on this house and then this house. And it was just sort of eerie. And I sort of sensed something was happening.
So once again, your career is kind of like a leading indicator for the entire economy. So if, Attorney Duff, you were to like leave this radio studio and go walk into a Charles Schwab later today, we could suggest maybe another record on Wall Street. Probably.
Maybe.
It's on the
way. Maybe.
Now, no plans to do that.
My plan is to stay sober. So.
All right. Well, congratulations. How's that going?
3.5 years. It's amazing. You know, I no money in the bank. I live in a split level. First floor of a split-level house. I'm co-parenting. I see my daughter every day, and I've never been happier.
Attorney Duff's the author of The Buy Side, A Wall Street Trader's Tale of Spectacular Excess. I'd say success if you got 3.5 years going for you there.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.